Welcome to the Deco Retro program here on Planet FM. We will bring you interesting interviews, updates of future deco, modern, retro, and other related events. Also the stories that celebrate New Zealand's history and its people, as well as book reviews and other snippets capturing the glamour and fascination of a bygone era.
Deco Retro, Deco Retro.
Good afternoon, listeners. This is Nancy on the Deco Retro program. Today we are going to chat about independent art cinemas in New Zealand. In a time when we are supposedly sitting at home watching Netflix, YouTube, Lightbox, etc., New Zealanders still continue to journey to the local cinema, theatre or movie palace. Val Morgan, an authoritative source, points to the fact that the art house independent sector has the fastest growing audience in New Zealand. Nevertheless, changes in technology, the production, distribution and exhibition of film have created challenges, but also new opportunities for the survival, arrival and revival of independent cinemas with the now complete shift to digital technology. There are unique art house independent cinemas from Kaitaia to Stewart Island, and new ones still being opened. A quote from Clive James in 1997 on cinema going reads, "The thrill that began with a shaft of light in the dark will still go on." Today we have in the studio John Davies. John has been in the film business since 2000, with stints as a studio general manager running his own distribution business, producing multiple lower budget features and running two Auckland cinemas, the Academy in the city back in the days it was an art house and festival location, and the Vic in Devonport that reopened after a decade plus of closure. Today he is still producing both film and TV and still loves cinemas as a way to see big, expansive films. Good afternoon, John. It's lovely to have you here today.
Thank you, Nancy.
Now, there are approximately 130, or thereabout, independent theatres around New Zealand, some of them housed in heritage buildings and some in quite modern buildings. I thought we'd take just a few today and you could talk about them.
I was going to give you my favourite cinemas, some of the cinemas gone to reminisce on, and some on my bucket list to see that I haven't seen myself yet.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I'm going to start with my favourite cinemas. All strong, beautiful cinemas in their own right. My favourite cinema in New Zealand too, simply lie back and watch a film. Lie back. Yes, you can lie back in some of their chairs, is undoubtedly the Lido here in Auckland.
It's fantastic.
It is absolutely fantastic and still largely sticks to your description of art house cinemas.
Yes.
It occasionally plays a bit more mainstream because everyone has to make a dollar. Mm-hmm. I mean, the whole art house cinema definition has become very blurred. I don't think 20 years ago we'd have considered Mamma Mia to be an art house film.
No.
but today it plays in art house cinemas because they need that money.
Mm-hmm.
But the Lido is absolutely gorgeous. And if you get the chance to see a film at the Lido, choose that cinema because, seriously, it is the best cinema to see.
Well, I have a lovely little bar and, you know, it's sort of a whole night out, isn't it, or day out or whatever.
Well, a good cinema these days will be that. But the beauty of the Lido is it's only one big screen, one small screen, so it's never crowded. Crowded is an overstatement. But
sometimes, yes, I've been there.
You go there and you can't immediately buy a ticket or immediately get the seat you want. Yeah, you feel it's crowded. But it's a beautiful cinema in that sense. And it has those alternative programs for you. In Wellington, it would be the Embassy. The Embassy is fantastic. If you think in terms of biggest screens and seeing something really powerfully good looking on the screen and great sounding in your ears, then the Embassy is beautiful for that. Its sound system, I believe, is spec'd out by the people at Peter Jackson Studios. And
Is that where Lord of the Rings was staged? Was it
One of the Lord of the Rings premiered at, I think it was Lord of the Rings 2 premiered at the Embassy, yeah.
Okay.
And Jackson certainly had a lot to do with the creation of a great experience when the Embassy refitted. And they've also built smaller cinemas in the bottom floor of the building now, which allows them to play on and make more out of their box office.
That's so interesting.
It's a great location from that point of view.
It's quite an old too, isn't it? I think 1924 was it built?
I'm going to give you that. Don't I?
Okay. I looked it up somewhere. It was 1924. Yeah, fair enough.
Also in Wellington, the modern style of art house cinema is probably best represented by the Lighthouse chain.
Oh, okay.
Who've been involved with at least 5 cinemas in Wellington and have 3 in their chain now. My favourite would undoubtedly be the one at Poetanui, where you can go to the movies, go into their cafe/restaurant, and you can sit by the river.
Where is it?
Poetanui, which is...
Going up from Plymouth. Is that?
Yes.
You get to Petone,
and you turn left, and you head towards the hills. And at the end there, the inlet is Poetanui, and the cinema is sitting right at the end there. And it's beautiful. I think it's 3 screens, may only be 2, not sure. But it's the aspect of it, it's the location. It's just beautiful.
Is that in an old heritage building?
Not at all.
It's completely new.
But it really does represent some of the finest in our newer styles of art house cinemas, which you're seeing pop up around the country.
Good.
In the same vein, Matakana here in Auckland.
Oh, yes. I've been there.
You've been there. There's not many people our age that haven't been there.
It's lovely.
It definitely attracts an audience style. And it's being managed by an old manager of mine who used to work for me at the Academy. And I know how good he is. So the service levels there will be very, very good.
Yeah.
On top of they just choose great films. Moving further south, Dunedin. Probably the nicest cinema in Dunedin for a viewing experience. Not the nicest probably in terms of the building, but the nicest in terms of viewing experience and an old world charm because it's built inside an old cinema is Rialto. They've got multiple screens there and they've just done the interior of the building beautifully. Can be a bit of a rabbit warren, but that's part of the fun of it.
So it's in an old building, but...
Imagine the Civic with 12 cinemas inside it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's kind of like that.
Sounds fantastic.
Dorothy Brown's in Arrowtown.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been there?
No, I haven't. No.
It's a spectacular...
That's in Wellington.
Arrowtown.
Down the South Island.
Otago,
I was thinking of Waitstown.
I'm trying to move down the country here. I'm going to come back up the country briefly.
Okay.
But Arrowtown's would be one of the very first of that new style of art house cinema.
Mm-hmm.
Just a single screen.
Okay.
Probably only 50 seats. Absolutely gorgeous, though. Chandelier in the middle of the cinema.
Yes.
And just the whole nature of it. It's made to feel like it's an old world cinema. It isn't. It's a new build.
Oh, it's brand new.
Feels like old world when you go into it. And that's absolutely gorgeous.
And they get all the tourists there. You know, Arrowtown is sort of
They would be living off tourist attendance at the cinema there, I'm sure. And then I'm going to just pop back up the country. There's a couple of cinemas in the middle of the North Island that you shouldn't miss. If you love beautiful old cinema buildings that have been done up well, Bay City Cinemas in Mount Maunganui.
Oh, okay.
Best cinema toilets in the country.
Oh, well, do we go for the toilets, but never mind.
They are beautiful. Well, they were beautiful. Unfortunately, the private owner of it sold his 2 cinemas in the bay to Event Cinemas. I haven't been down there since the chain took over, and I know what happens when chains take over cinemas. Things just change a little bit.
Not as good, I don't think.
Probably not.
No.
But the building itself is absolutely beautiful. And then also in the middle of North Island, Teawamutu.
Yes.
The Regent.
That would be, you know, well patronised, because what does one do there in Teawamutu?
Well, you would like to think that. I know that Alan struggles to get an audience, but it's a small town.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
it's a
right.
small town.
Yes.
But that's a segue into the character cinemas, because Alan Webb is running the Regent in a very characterful way. He's a cinema owner, manager of decades' experience.
Okay.
In fact, I think he got an OBE or an MBE
really?
A couple of years ago. Few years ago, to respect his work in the cinema business. But he's created a museum inside an active cinema.
Oh, fantastic.
There's old equipment, old posters. It's just a memorabilia heaven. Mm-hmm. And it's just a beautiful place to stop and watch a movie as you're travelling through the North Island.
Yes.
Make sure you do watch a movie because Alan needs the money.
Fair enough.
And and it's also a beautiful old building. It's a genuine old cinema.
It's wonderful to see them in old buildings, isn't it?
It is absolutely wonderful to see them in old buildings. Some of the other character cinemas in New Zealand not to miss, Paradiso in Wanaka and the Arts Centre in Waiheke.
Yes.
Those two both feature really quirky seating arrangements. You go to the Wanaka, and I think you get to, if you're the first into the cinema, you can sit with your partner in the Austin 7. Or old Morris Minor or something. It's an old, very old car sitting in the cinema.
What a great idea, installing one of those.
Fantastic.
Yes.
It's actually only half a car, by the way. They've cut the first half off so that you can watch the movie.
Yeah, of course.
But it's fantastic. And cinemas like that and the Gecko and Motueka, they have taken a whole quirky new look at how you can put on films in places where it wouldn't normally be economic to do the grand seating plans. And they've put in couches and beanbags and all kinds of different
fantastic.
Chairs.
Fantastic, yes.
They just drive a much more interesting experience. And they play art house films. They also play mainstream, but they're really characterful. Don't want to confuse you with Allen Cinema. Allen Cinema in Te Awamutu has the normal grand seating and is a very, very comfortable location to go to.
Okay.
The other one to go and see for character, if you really want to see an old cinema that's pretty much still in original building condition, has new seats but building condition, is the Vic in Devonport.
I
used to manage. Yeah.
Yes.
So it was a it is a fantastic old building. Mm. They've had to modernise the projection equipment. They're not playing films anymore, although they still can. I was in their projection booth this year.
What are they doing then if they're not?
Oh, they're playing using digital, just like everybody
else. Oh, digital,
yeah.
I see.
They've had to modernise to digital is what I meant. So, but they can still play a film. If you turn up with a film print, there you go.
Still
but the thing about the Vic is just experiencing the way they built those buildings. I mean, there's four auditoriums in the Vic now.
Okay.
And it started as one with, I think, we could cope with like 1,500 people. It was enormous. And that's the change in movie-going habits these days.
Mm.
You always have multiple screens if you can because people just want a choice of programming. They don't want to be told to come at 11 a.m. or 2 p.m. or 5 p.m. or 8 p.m. for a fixed movie. They want to see what they want to see.
Yes. Because that at one time was sort of, was it under demolition or was gun?
It was under
sort of a bit of a worry as to what was going to happen to it.
It was under threat.
It was under threat.
It was privately owned, and they were talking about knocking it over for apartments, which of course would have beautiful views from there. But no, a group of dedicated Devonportians, I don't know what we call them.
Yeah, got on them.
got stuck in, raised money, convinced the council to buy the building.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the days when councils still had a little bit of money, North Shore City purchased the building. Of course, it's now Auckland Council owns it, but.
Mm.
It's not really sellable because it's no longer developable. It's a historical building. So it's pretty safe. And they're currently, I believe, going into the or preparing to raise the money for earthquake strengthening for the building.
Right.
Big thing.
Yeah. What's happened to the St. James, you know, because is it still being restored or what is
The St. James should concern everybody, not just Aucklanders, but everybody.
Mm.
I don't know what its ownership exactly is, but I believe it's still owned by the developers who own all of the space in that area where they've knocked down the old West End and the old Odeon and the old Regent. And the St. James is sitting as a shell with backing onto Lawn Street.
Yeah, so
with a frontage that's gone from Queen Street.
Yeah.
But there's a large set of scaffolds on Queen Street, and they're covering up the original entrance.
Exactly, they've been there for ages.
Yeah, and that's inside those scaffolds is the facade of the old original St. James.
Right.
So eventually they'll build an entryway from that facade through to the cinema if the right things happen. But well, you're talking about $60-70 million minimum to fix the place. And right now it's looking pretty sad.
Mm.
And the story from the Save the St. James folks is that the current council leadership are not interested anymore. Len Brown was a big supporter of it. Philgoff apparently not so much.
No, that's what I did hear that.
Mm.
That's sad, isn't it?
It's very sad. I mean, it's yes, we have the Civic. The Civic is the king of all cinemas.
Of course.
Or the queen of all cinemas, depending on how you stereotype these things. But the St. James is a beautiful courtier to the Civic. And I hope we can save that. It's a building that will do New Zealand and Auckland great stead well into the future.
Hopefully.
Yes, we'll touch wood.
Keep our fingers crossed for the St. James.
Absolutely. And, you know, that takes us neatly into cinemas that are, for me, gone but not forgotten. and Christchurch features in this list, of course. We lost a lot of cinemas in Christchurch, some quite modern ones and some that were built in buildings that were not designed as cinemas but delivered fantastic cinema results. And there I'm talking of the Academy and the Cloisters and the Old Arts Centre in Christchurch.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful cinemas run by absolutely passionate family that just delivered fantastic cinema results out of a tiny little location.
Mm.
And they then built another cinema on the other side of Cathedral Square, behind the Christchurch Press Building called the Metro. I looked that up on Google Streets this week, and it's now an empty lot. Building gone.
Oh.
At least the Arts Centre has been rebuilt and saved.
Yes.
The Metro survived the first earthquake. It was the second one that
got it. Yes.
So it's very sad.
Oh, it is.
Here in Auckland, of course, we've lost an endless number of cinemas. If you do
see. Yes, some of them just came down overnight, didn't they? It was tragic.
You know, big ones in Queen Street, like the Regent, the Embassy, where the library building is now and the Academy is, the Cinerama. Mm. All big, beautiful cinemas. And, of course, we lost His Majesty's Theatre, which was...
Yeah, that was tragic.
I don't think that started life as a cinema, but it's just a theatre to count as a loss on Queen Street. You know, we took the soul out of Queen Street in the 70s and 80s, and His Majesty's was certainly one of the prime examples of that. But these things happen.
These things happen, but... You know, and let's hope we're more aware now and save some of them if they're going to be threatened.
When you're driving around and you drive next through Ponsonby and Three Lamps, remember that when you see the Alhambra building...
Oh, yes, that was...
The Spanish-style cinema.
Yes.
Once upon a time. I never saw it as a cinema, but yeah. Mm. And the Tudor in Remuera.
Mm.
And in Grey Lynn. I can't remember the name of the cinema in Grey Lynn, but it was Civic Video.
Yes.
And it's now a rock climbing wall location.
Oh, gosh.
But it still looks like a cinema. When you look at it, when you go into towns and you look at buildings, it's quite distinctive, that very high V-peaked roof with a couple of cylinders coming out of the top of it. It's almost a giveaway that it'll be an old cinema you're missing.
Yes.
So, you know, enjoy those things because they're fantastic and they don't...
Oh, yes.
Once they're gone, they tend not to come back.
Mm.
And that's a shame of it all. And then we've got the bucket list.
Wow. This will be interesting.
These are cinemas I want to see and haven't seen yet. And they're special for different reasons. In New Plymouth is the Len Lye Centre Cinema.
Yes.
And,
it's a wonderful building. You know.
Look at that building with the reflections. and you know that inside it's going to be just a beautiful thing to behold. And I definitely want to see a movie there. I've actually, funnily enough, I've had two movies that I've been involved in producing. Show there.
Oh,
but I've never seen it.
and you haven't actually gone down and...
Not for that purpose,
yes,
no. And,
no, pity, you'll have to.
I will have to, you're right. Then there's the little company that's grown from nothing to run multiple cinemas across the bottom of the North Island. It's a company called Focal Point, and they started in Fielding with a very small cinema cafe. And now they have... started building a brand new cinema in Palmerston North. They've taken over the old Levin multiplex and the old Hastings multiplex, and they've turned them into much more stylish, much more interesting cinema locations with more interesting programming than your traditional multiplex. You can still see the multiplex heritage in it, in those locations, not so much in Fielding where it's a single building, but you get the feel of a company that cares about movies.
Isn't it wonderful we've got these people?
It is.
Gosh.
It absolutely is. And you know, another example of that is in Gisborne, where you've got an old traditional multiplex that serves the community very well with what it does. But what they didn't do well was art house. There was just no art house cinema playing in Gisborne at all.
Okay.
And whilst you might argue, there's probably not much market there, there's always a market for art
house. Yes, of course there is.
And so... A building that was not a cinema, but there was a beautiful old building with a large Capitol-style dome in it.
Right.
Now called the Dome Cinema.
Has
started playing art house cinemas for Gisborne Nights.
That sounds fabulous.
And that's definitely one. I've looked it up on the internet. It just looks
quite
beautiful.
Quite unique, isn't it?
Totally unique. And it looks like this... It's hard to know what you're looking at when you're looking at pictures on the internet, but it looks like the seating is completely unique. It looks like an old, imagine an old men's club environment, you know, with the big leather chairs and the men smoking cigars and talking rubbish. It looks like it might be that kind of environment where you sit in a big chair around a table and I guess the movie's playing on a screen somewhere.
Mm.
And it sounds really, really interesting. Christchurch is regenerating. So you've had the family that used to run the Academy in Cloisters set up the Academy Gold. You've got another group of people who used to run a video shop called Alice's who've set up a small cinema right beside the old video shop, which they've managed to keep going because of the synergy between the two. Mm-hmm. And they've built new cinemas at a place called The Tannery, which is a shopping center elsewhere in Christchurch. And they've called themselves Deluxe Cinemas. And that company's linked up. They're producing very nice, classy little cinemas. And then the last one I really want to mention is up north. It's a long way from pretty much anyone. Dargaville.
Oh, wow. So what have we got in Dargaville?
The Anzac.
Oh, okay.
And the story behind the Anzac is the community built it. The community said, we want
Isn't
a cinema.
Isn't that fantastic?
Absolutely.
You get
brilliant.
These people that know that we're...
Just
spend
love
all
the whole idea.
Doing that.
Yep. They
Fabulous.
Got stuck in, they built this place.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think, wonderful story, and I've got to go see it one day.
Yeah, sounds fantastic. Now, look, you're so involved in cinemas, John. What do you think is the secret to making a successful film in New Zealand? Is it plenty of money or, you know, well, obviously you've got to have money, but. So many of people have failed, haven't they, with this?
To make a movie or to make a cinema?
Oh, sorry, to make a movie.
Right.
I'm not really being really
there
clear
is only
on that.
One thing to making a great movie, and that applies wherever you're making it, and that's the script. The script.
Okay.
Oh, and the script.
Okay.
It's all that really matters. A great movie comes from the story and how the writer has crafted that in such a way as to deliver a captivating 90 minutes or 120 minutes or whatever the number is, where you're not fidgeting all the time wondering, you know, well, come on, what's happening? Get on with something.
Yes.
Where you're constantly wrapped up in the story. You love the characters. You want that person to win. You want the baddie to lose. Or you want to be... experiencing something you've never experienced before.
Mm.
You know, the joys of travelling down a river with David Attenborough talking about the black, the panthers and so on around them. It's
captivating the audience.
Captivation, absolutely.
Yes.
And that all still comes down to the script.
Okay.
So that's the secret.
Good.
And if you look at New Zealand's most successful films, that's what you will see.
Now, I believe you now manage the Rose Centre, is that right?
I manage the Rose Centre for a little non-profit trust on the North Shore of Auckland, I do indeed.
I just wondered, we're sort of coming to the end, whether you want to talk a little bit about the Rose Centre, what it does, any upcoming events, just to give it a bit of publicity, you know, seeing we're on air.
Thank you so much. I will, if somewhat unprepared. I think probably the highlight of the rest of this year will be our 2 and a bit week season of Roger Hall's Last Legs.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Roger Hall's a perennial favourite. We missed New Zealand Theatre Month. Our theatre was completely tied up with providing facilities for the local school and doing their performance. Okay. So I guess we were New Zealand Theatre in the sense of very young people delivering a fun story on stage, but we weren't New Zealand Theatre isn't a story. But Last Legs will delight audiences. It's a very classical. If we were running an art house cinema, Last Legs would be playing at the Lido.
Oh wow! Okay, good one.
But it's got a great cast of local characters who are going to deliver those lines that Roger writes so well.
Okay,
and I think people will love it. And that's probably the highlight between now and Christmas. We've got a few Christmas shows coming through, sing-alongs and that kind of thing.
Okay,
the Rose Centre, just to explain to people, 110-seat theatre. With 3 community rooms and a preschool, all located in Belmont, right between Takapuna and Devonport. Mm.
It's fantastic. You know, I've been there on a number of occasions.
You have?
Yes, and thoroughly enjoyed it. Well, John, we've sort of come to the end, and it's been really interesting, and thank you very much for coming along this afternoon. Now, I think Philippa has some future events to read.
Well, today I just have 2 notices. Club Moderne Art Deco Society Auckland would like to extend a warm welcome to the incoming president, Neil Warrington. Neil, a long-standing and enthusiastic member of the Auckland Art Deco Society, is also a trustee of the Wurlitzer Organ Trust of Auckland. Neil is passionate about all things Art Deco, houses, cars, ships, and also music, especially jazz blues. Smartly attired in clothes of that era, he always cuts a dashing figure at any Club Moderne function. He also enjoys attending the annual Art Deco Festival weekend in Napier. So, from us, a warm welcome to Neil Warrington. And just a brief reminder, don't forget to collect an Auckland Heritage Festival program from your local library. It runs until the 14th of October, and there are some wonderful events on offer. And that's all from me.
So we will finish the program with Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. And John, can you tell us why we chose that?
Well, I guess my love of movies started with that movie. It was the first film I'd ever seen in a theatre. My grandmother, who was here for a year back in 68-ish, took me to the Barclay in Mission Bay, as it was one screen, big old grand cinema in those days. And I got to see that movie, and it was the first place I fell in love with the whole cinema experience. So I picked it.
Good one. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Chitty chitty bang bang, what we'll do, near, far, in a motor car, oh, what a happy time we'll spend. Bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, our fine four fendered friend. Bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, our fine four fendered friend.
Chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, oh, you, pretty chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, we love you. In chitty chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, what we'll do, near, far, in a motor car, oh, what a happy time we'll spend. Bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, our fine for fender friend. Bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, our fine for fender friend.
You're sleek as a thoroughbred,
your seats are a feather bed,
you'll turn everybody's head today.
We'll glide on our motor trip
with pride in our leadership,
the envy of all we survey.
Oh, chitty, 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 bang, bang, chitty, chitty, bang, bang, we love you.
And chitty, 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 bang, bang, chitty, chitty, bang, bang, what we'll do.
We're chitty, far, chitty, in a motor car, oh, what a happy time we'll spend.
Bang, bang, chitty, chitty, bang, bang, our fine for fender friend.
Bang, bang, chitty, chitty, bang, bang, our fine for fender friend.
Chitty, chitty, bang, bang, chitty, chitty, bang, bang, fine for fender, chitty, chitty, friend.
If you enjoyed our program today, listen every second Wednesday of the month at 2:10 p.m. or download us anytime online at planetaudio.org.nz/DecoRetro. If you wish to join the Auckland Art Deco Society, phone Francis on 021-255-0241 or email francis@arielengineering.com. Francis, spelt E-S, at Ariel, A-R-I-E-L, engineering.com. Bye for now.